Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Moed Katan has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas, Peril Bas Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel HaKohen.
We are now starting Bezes Hashem Masechta Moed Katan on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Before we start the Mishnah, I would like to speak a little bit about the Isser of doing Malach and Chol Moed. Is the Isser of Asiyas Malach and Chol Moed an Isser Deraisa, that it is Asem and Atira to do Malach and Chol Moed? Or is the Isser Malach and Chol Moed only in Isser Drabonon? Only with Drabonon is it Asir to Malach and Chol Moed. In the Gemara Chagiga, it seems that the Isser Malach and Chol Moed is Nisr Deraisa, as we find that there are a few different shittas as far as the makar of the Isser Malach and Chol Moed. For example, as the Gemara brings down a machlekes between Rabbi Yeshia and Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yeshia says that the makar, that there is an Isser Asiyas Malach and Chol Moed, is learned out from that the pasuk says as Chag HaMatzeis Tishmer Shivas Yamim. From there we learn that Chol Moed is also Asiyas Malach. Rabbi Yonasan says that the Chilul Shel Moed is also Asiyas Malach is based on the fact that Chilul Shel Moed is Kari Mikra Kodesh. Hayo v'Kari Mikra Kodesh Dinu She'asa Asiyas Malach. And the Gemara goes on to bring other reasons that Tanoim gave, other Mekiris, that Chilul Moed is also Asiyas Malach. Well, Chayr from the Gemara one sees that the one is not allowed to do Malach and Chilul Moed is Nisa Deraisa, based on the drashas that are mentioned in the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yeches Amud Aleph. And so too the Rishonim say, L'chayu one sees, in the Gemara Vayter and Afid Alpha and Beis. The Gemara says the following halacha, Roi mi boi ovo, the Midrabanan, not only is there a heter to do malacha in order to save one from a loss, which is referred to as davar aved, by avelos, that the iser for an oval to do malacha is only an iser midrabanan, el afiu l'chayu shomayid, even chomayid, that the iser of asiyas malacha is der aisa, still, there is a heter to do malacha in order to save one from a loss, which is a heter which is mentioned in our Mishnah of Davar Ovid. Chayr from the Gemara one clearly sees that the Isser of Asiyas Malacha and Chol Moed is an Isser Deraisa. On the other hand, Chayr we find two sugyas that from there one sees that the Isser of Asiyas Malacha is only Midrabanan. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph from Aleph says the following halacha: Kol makom she'ein yantif yesh musaf koyin dalad kagayin chilul shel moed v'rosh chodesh. Any day which is not a yantif, but it has either carbon musaf or tefilas musafin, the halacha is koyin dalad. That day has four aliyas, and the Gemara's example is chilul shel moed v'rosh chodesh. From that, the Gemara refers to chilul shel moed as kol makom shein yantif. The Rishonim say, L'chayr from there one sees, that the Isser Asiyas Malach and Cholish Chilul Shel Moed is only Midrabanan, and for that reason, it is not referred to as a Yantif. The second Raya the Rishonim bring is from that we find in the Rishalmi in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, that Omer Abba Bar Mamo, Abba Bar Mamo said the following, Ilu Hoya Li Mishim Na'imi, had there been someone that will be nimna together with me, hitarti shiyasu malacha b'chol moed. I would have allowed to do malacha b'chol moed. As Abba Bar Mamo goes on to explain, krum asru malacha b'chol moed. That they ask malacha b'chol moed, the only reason why they ask malacha b'chol moed is only kedeshu eichlin v'shoysim usmeichim v'gei matera. The whole purpose of the Isra Siyas Malacha is in order to bring about Yigiyas HaTera. Ve'inon eichlin v'shoysim peichsin. And instead of being eichlin v'shoysim usmeichim v'gei matera, they are eichlin v'shoysim peichsin. From the Yerushalmi L'chayr one sees that the Isser is only Nisr Drabanan, either based on the fact that the Yerushalmi gives the reason behind the Isser as Kadesh Yerushalmi V'Sheisim U'Smeichim Egei Matera, which L'chayr is only a reason if the Isser is Nisr Drabanan, because if the Isser is Nisr Deraisa, L'chayr the Isser is like any other Yantif, just like any Yantif is also Asiyas Malacha, Chol Moed, which is also Yantif, has an Isser Asiyas Malacha. That is one way to explain the Raya of the Rishonim, which is how Tosfos and Chagiga Daf Yeches Amud Aleph and the Rosh HaMoed Katan Siman Aleph explain the Raya. Or, As Ritva Bayas explains, that the raya is because had the Isser been an Isser deraisa, there is no room to mevatel an Isser deraisa. So how could Abba Bar Mama possibly have said, Ilu hoya mishim neimi? He tarti shas mocha b'chomayid. How could he possibly have been mevatel an Isser deraisa? So from there the Ritva says, one sees from the Yerushalmi, that the Isser is only an Isser drabanon, and therefore, but Baba Bar Mamo can say that I would have been mevatel that Isser d'Rabbanan. So again, we find the seeming stiras hasugiyos. If the Isser of Asiyas Malkan Chomayd is an Isser d'Raisa, or is the Isser of Asiyas Malkan Chomayd only an Isser d'Rabbanan? In the Rishenim we find three basic shitas as far as the Isser of Asiyas Malkan Chomayd is concerned. Tesvis, Bashir Ben Tam, and so too we find in the Rosh, and in the Ritva B'Shem the Bahag, understand that the Isser V'Asiyas Melacha and Chomayd is only Medrabanan. That we find in the Maruch HaGiga Nafid Ches, Droshes that Tanoim give to explain from where we were now the Isser V'Asiyas Melacha and Chomayd are only Asmachtes. Rabbeinu Tam goes on to say that we find in the Gemara Vayter, that the Gemara refers to the Isser Asiyas Malkan as Deraisa is not because the Iker Isser Asiyas Malkan as Deraisa. The Gemara is just saying that relative to Avelos, Chomayd is more chomer based on the fact that Chomayd has an Asmachta from a Pasuk, which Avelos does not have. And therefore, relative to Avelos, Chomayd is considered Mideraisa. But again, the Iker Asiyas Malkan is only Midrabanan. With that, Rabbeinu Tam explains that we find that there is a heter davar aved is based on the fact that the whole Isser Asiyas Malkan is only an Isser d'Rabbanan. And therefore Rabbanan went and said that if one has a davar aved, one is allowed to be over the Isser Asiyas Malkan in order to save himself from a hefsid, because again, the whole Isser Asiyas Malkan Chomayd is only a d'Rabbanan. But had the Isser been an Isser d'Raisa, where do we find the heter of davar aved? By an Isser Melacha Minatayah. On the other hand, we find that there are Rishayim that argue and understand that the Isser Asiyas Malkan Chomayd is Nisr Deraisa. For example, as a Torah in Siman Tavkof Laman brings down Mishem Arif. And so to Tesis and Chagigat Av Chesman Aleph is Medayik Beshitas HaRashbam in Psachim Dav Kofi Chesman Aleph. That the Rashbam explains that the Gemara says in Psachim, Komavazas Hameyades Ki Iru Oyved Avedizara. The Rashbam explains that it is referring to someone that does Melacha Chomayd. And from that, the Gemara says, anyone that does Melacha Chomayd is Ki'ilu Oyved Avedizara. Taisa says, from there one sees that the Rashbam understands that the Isser Asiyas Melacha Chomayd is an Isser Deraisa. Had the Isser only been an Isser Drabonon, one would not say Kol Mevazas HaMe'ades Ki'ilu Oyved Avedizara. It would not have the Chumrah of Ki'ilu Oyved Avedizara. Only because it is Asr Natera can one possibly say Ki'ilu Oyved Avedizara. And so too is the Shita of the Yireim in Siman Shindalad B'Shem Rabbeisav, that the Yireim brings down B'Shem Rabbeisav that the Isser Asiyas Malkan Chomayd is Nesed Deraisa. According to Yireim, they understand the Isser Asiyas Malkan Chomayd is Nesed Deraisa. One has to understand what is the Pshat in that there is a Heter of Dover of it. Where do we find in an Isser Deraisa there should be a heter of davar aved? To answer this kash, we find that the Beis Yosef and Siman Tavkof Lamed says the following chiddush. The Beis Yosef says even though the Iker Isser Asiyas Malkan Chomayd is Deraisa, but we say Masra Nakasav Chachamim, the Torah gave the Isser over into the hands of the Chachamim, the Chachamim should be the ones to decide what is Asr, and the Chachamim should be the ones to decide when it is mutter. And therefore Chachamim went and said that any time that the Melacha is a davar aved, and as we'll see in the Gemara, there is no tercha meruba involved, then it is mutter. But wherever there is no heter of davar aved, or even where there is a davar aved, but there is a tercha meruba involved, then there is no heter, and it remains aser min ha-Torah. That is how the Beis Yosef explains, according to Yishayim, they understand that the Isser of Asiyas Malkan Chomayd is an Isser Deraisa. Now, according to these Rishonim, one has to understand the Yerushalmi. Again, the Yerushalmi says, Amar Rabba Bar Mamo Iwa Hoya Limi Shimna Imi Tarati Shas Mocha Bachal Maid Kum Asra Mocha Bachal Maid Ela Kadei Shiva Oichem Vashayisim Vosmeichem. The Mishnah Brura, in Siman Tav Kof Lamed, Sevkatan Beis explains the Yerushalmi according to these Rishonim as follows, that the Yerushalmi is referring to Mekach Umemkar, which is not a real malacha. Mekach u'memkar is the only aser medrabanan. That is what Rabba Bar Mamo was referring to. Rabba Bar Mamo said that the only reason why they asked mekach u'memkar in Chol Moed was k'tei shiu oichem v'sheisim usmeichem. And for that reason, he said, iu hayu mishiyimne imi itarti, because again, the iser of mekach u'memkar is the only drabanan. But as far as an Isser Malach, as far as all other Malachas are concerned, all other Malachas are Aser Menatzerah. And there is no room for Abba Bar Mamal to possibly be Mater those Yisurim. That is how the Mishnah Berurah explains Yerushalmi according to these Rishonim. The Keren Ora, on the other hand, explains these Rishonim as follows. The Keren Ora explains that we say, as we said before, B'Shem the Beis Yosef, that the Isser Malach and Chol Moed is Nisa Deraisa, but Masron HaKosov HaChamim, that we say Masron HaKosov HaChamim is based on the fact that the Torah never said that there was an Isser to do Malach and Chol Moed. The Torah said something completely different. The Torah said that there was a Chiyuv of Mikra Kodesh, which, as the Keren Ora explains, means to say that a person has to be able to Mekadesh Chol Moed. A person has to be free in order to mekadesh Chol Moed, in order to bring out the kedusha of Chol Moed. And therefore we say Masron HaKosav HaChamim, that the Torah gave it over in the hands of Chachamim to make sure that one is not distracted from being able to mekadesh Chol Moed. And how do we make sure that one is not distracted from being able to mekadesh Chol Moed? By making sure that he is not busy with other malachas on Chol Moed. That is how Chazal were Mekayim, the Pasuk of Mikra Kodesh. And therefore, Abba Bar Mamal says as follows, that Iwu Hoya Mi Sheyimne Imi, had I had someone else who would be Nimne Imi Itarti, I would have been Mater the Isser Melachan Chol Moed. Because again, there is no Isser Melachan Chol Moed. The whole purpose of Isser Asiyas Melacha is only in order that one should not be distracted from the purpose of Chol Moed, which is Mikra Kodesh. But if one sees that the Isser of Asiyas Melacha that Chazal created did not accomplish its purpose, because on the other hand, as Yerushalmi says, now they are Eichlen U'Shoysen U'Peichzen, now it is better for there to be a Heter Asiyas Melacha in order to bring about the purpose of Mikra Kodesh. That is how the Keren Ora explains the Yerushalmi, like the Rishonim that understand that the Isser is an Isser D'Oraisa based on Masron HaKosav HaChachamim. According to the Keren Ora, one can go a step further and answer the Gemara and Megillah that we mentioned before. Again, the Rishonim bring a raya from the Gemara and Megillah. From that, the Gemara and Megillah says that since Chol Moed is not considered a yontif, therefore there are only dalikrum, there are only four aliyas, instead of five aliyas like a regular yontif. From there, the Rishonim say, okay, one says that the Isser Asiyas Malach is only Medrabanan, because or else Chol Moed should also be considered a yontif, just like any yontif. According to the Keren Ora's understanding, in the Rishonim that understand the Isser Asiyas Malach is Isser Asiyas, one can explain the Gemara and Megillah very simply. Since, like the Keren Ora, that there is an Isser Asiyas Malach is not intrinsic to the actual day of Chol Moed, is not because the Chol Moed is considered a yontif which has an Isser Asiyas Malach. That there is an Isser Asiyas Malach is only to bring about the purpose of Mikroi Kodesh, in order to Mekadesh, to bring out the Kedusha of Chol Moed. Therefore, Chol Moed is not considered a yontif. Because again, the Isser Asiyas Malach has nothing to do with the Kedusha Asayim of Chol Moed. And for that reason, the Gemara says, since Chol Moed is not considered a yontif, therefore it is different than all other Yomim Tevim, and all you have are four aliyas. Now let's go on to the next shita that we find in the Rishonim. In the Ramban and the Ritzvah, we find a third mahalach in the Isser of Asiyas Malach and Chol Moed. The Ramban and Ritzvah say the following pshara between the two shitas that we mentioned before. The Ramban and Ritva go on to say that the Isser Asiyas Mulacha is an Isser Deraisa. But that is only if the Mulacha that one's doing is not Letzerech HaMayit. Or if the Mulacha that one's doing is not a Davar Ovid, is not to save one from a loss. If the Mulacha is either being done Letzerech HaMayit, or if the Mulacha is a malacha of davar avid in order to save one from a loss, such a malacha is completely mutter min atzaira. That we find in our Gemara, that a malacha of davar avid is aser, if there is a tercha meruba, if there is a big tercha involved, that halacha, that a davar avid is aser, b'makim tercha meruba, that is only an iser medrabanan. The Ramban and Ritva both go on to say that that we find in the Yerushalmi that Baba Bar Mamal said, "Iu haya mishayim ne'imi." I would have been matzer the isra malachan chomayit. That is referring to malacha letzayach davar avid, which is aser medrabanan b'makem tercha meruba. On that, Baba Bar Mamal said, "Iu haya mishayim ne'imi hitirani." I would be matter the iser of doing malacha letzayach davar ha'avid, and I would be matter the iser of malacha letzayach davar ha'avid, even in a place of tercha meruba. Even in a place of tercha meruba, I would still be matter malacha letzayach davar ha'avid. And again, since that iser of tercha meruba is only an iser drabanan, therefore, Baba Bar Mamal can say that iwu hayim mishim neimi, I would have been matter that iser. So again, according to Ramban and Ritva, comes out that there are some malachas and chomer that are asim in Atira, and some malachas are only asim drabanan. Any malacha which is not letzerech hamayid and not davar oved or asurim in Atira, any malacha which is letzerech hamayid or a malacha of davar oved are mutter in Atira, but they could possibly be asim drabanan either b'mokum terech hamruba, or as Ramban says, even with Tzerech HaMayid, by a malacha which is considered a Maisa Umnas. That is the Shita of the Ramban and the Ritva. Now to understand that the Ramban says that the Isra of Malacha and Chol HaMayid is only if the malacha is not with Tzerech HaMayid, or in order to save one from a loss, if one looks carefully at the Ramban, one sees that the Ramban understands the Isra of Asiyas Malacha and Chol HaMayid is whatever is considered a malacha shaloi letzayach. The iser deraisa of doing malacha nechol meid is any malacha which is considered a malacha shaloi letzayach. And for that reason, a malacha which is letzayach hamayid, or a malacha which is to save one from a loss, which is considered a malacha letzayach, such a malacha is mutter min hatayra nechol meid, because again, the iser malacha nechol meid is to do an unnecessary malacha which is not necessary to be done in Chol HaMayit. Any malacha which it is necessary to be done in Chol HaMayit, for example, Letzerech HaMayit, that it is necessary to do this malacha in order to prepare for Yontif or for Chol HaMayit, or a davar avid, that a person stands to lose money if he doesn't do the malacha, such a malacha is considered a necessary malacha, and therefore it is Mutter min Atayra. One nafkamina that we find between these shitas, if the Isra Asiyas Mochan Chomayd is Nisra Deraisa, or is the Isra Asiyas Mochan Chomayd only Nisra Drabanan, is as far as the halacha of a Safek Davar Ovid. If let's say one is doing malacha in order to save oneself from a Safek loss, he's not sure, he's in doubt if he'll end up losing money. But he's doing this malacha in order to make sure that he doesn't lose money. Is that Mutter, Misafek, or Aser? So as we find in the Machzor Shekel and Prima Gadim and Siman Tov Kof Amud Zayin, that the Machzor Shekel and Prima Gadim both say that this shayla, if one is allowed to do malacha to save oneself from a safek loss, is dependent upon the previous Machlokes HaRishonim. If one understands that the Isra Asiyas Malacha Nechol HaMayid is an Isra Deraisa, then Misafek will say Sveka Deraisa Chumra, and one will not be allowed to do malacha in order to save oneself from a safek loss. On the other hand, if one understands that the Isra Asiyas Malacha Nechol HaMayid is only Nesra Rabbanan, will say Sveka Rabbanan Okula, and one will be allowed to do malacha in order to save oneself from a safek loss. The Bi'alacha In the beginning of Siman Tovkof Amud Zayin asks, that how can one say, like the Machzor Shakon Primagodin, that this shaila, if one is allowed to do malacha in order to save oneself from a safek hefzid, is dependent upon the machlokes rishonim. If this rasizacha chomay zaysed rabbanon, we find that even the rishonim that understand like the Ramban that the iser asiyas machan chomay is an iser deraisa, still they say that misafik one is allowed to do malacha in order to save oneself from a safek hefzid. Why do we say Sveik Adarais al Chumrah? That is the kasha of the Bialacha and the Machzor Shakel and the Primogodim. Uchira, to answer the Bialacha's kasha, one can say as follows. That as far as the Shita of the Ramban is concerned, that the Ramban understands the Malacha and Chomay is awesome at Torah is only, as we said before, a Malacha which is unnecessary to do on Chomayid. Any Malacha which is necessary to do on a Chol Hamoed, such a malacha as a Motzei Min HaTorah. And therefore, even a Safek, even if one's doing the malacha in order to save oneself from a Safek Aveda, from a Safek Hefzid, that itself is enough to be considered a Tzeirach. Because again, since it is necessary to do the malacha now, in order to save himself from a Safek Hefzid, that itself is enough to be considered a tzeirach, and therefore it is mutter min ha-tayra, not mitam safik, but it is mutter min ha-tayra mitam vaday. Because as long as the malacha is considered a malacha a tzeirach, the malacha is mutter min ha-tayra, just like any malacha a tzeirach, which according to Ramban is mutter min ha-tayra. That is a chayra one can answer the kasha of the bira halacha. In the Ritva, we find the seeming stira. As we said before, the Ritva understands like the Ramban, that any malacha tzeirach hamayid, or any malacha of davar avid is mutter min ha-tayra. All other malachas are asur min ha-tayra. And yet, in the Ritva and Erevin of Tzadivav min Aleph, the Ritva explains that there is a chiyav to put tefillin on an chol hamayid, based on the fact that the only reason why Shabbos and Yom Tov are patur min ha-tefillin, or because Shabbos and Yom Tov are considered an ois, based on the fact that there is an iser of doing malacha v'asiyas malacha v'natayra on Shabbos and Yom Tov. On the other hand, on Chol Hamoed that there is no iser v'asiyas malacha v'natayra, therefore Chol Hamoed is not considered an ois, and for that reason there is a chiyuv to put tefillin on Chol Hamoed based on the fact that there is no iser v'asiyas malacha v'natayra on Chol Hamoed. Bavi's kasha is, the Ritvashita is that there is an iser v'asiyas malacha on Chol Hamoed, just it happens to be that malacha, matzirach hamayid, or malachas davar avid, are mutar min ha-tayra. Why is the fact that there is a heter to do malacha matzirach hamayid, or a heter to do malacha in order to save one from a loss, that chol hamayid should not be considered nice? At the end of the day, chol hamayid is also asa b'asiyas malacha ha-tayra, just like yantif. And just like by yantif, we find the yantif is patar min ha-tfilin, based on the fact that there is nisra asiyas malacha, even though by yantif itself there is a heter to malacha tzeirach echon nefesh, so too we should say that chol hamoed should also be considered nice based on the isra of asiyas malacha min ha-tayra, shalei tzeirach hamoed, and shalei b'makom davar avid. That is the kasha that we find in the Chassan Sefer, in his tshuva Siman Kuf Chav Zayin, and in the Stei Chemed, in Mareches Chol Hamoed Siman Tes Vav. Before we answer this kasha, I would like to go to the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says the following halacha. The Rambam, Perek Zayin, Melchatzan Tavach Aleph, says, Chilei Shomayid, Af al pi shoy nemar b'y Shabbosin, even though in Chomayid it was not nemar b'y Shabbosin, that there is a chiyuv to be shoyvis from malacha, there is a chiyuv to not do malacha, hoyo v'nikra mikra kodesh, since it is called mikra kodesh, v'arehu zman chagiga b'miktosh, Aser basias malacha kidei shoyia kishar yemei chachol she'ein bohem kedusha klal. There is an iser to malacha in order to differentiate between chol hamoed and all other yemei chachol, which have no kedusha whatsoever. The Rambam goes on to say, va'oisa by malacha asura makin oisei makas mardos mipnei she'isuri midivrei seifrim. Well, in the Rambam, there's a seeming stira. The Rambam starts off that there is an Isser Asiyas Malacha based on the Pasuk of Mikra Kodesh, which teaches us that one has to differentiate between Chol Moed and Shaar Yimei HaChol, which have no kedusha whatsoever, and the Rambam goes on to say that the Isser of Asiyas Melacha, the Isser of Melacha and Chol Moed, is the only Madura Abonon. To answer this kasha, we find in the Me'ad Muzmanim Chilak Dalet Simin Reish Tadivav, and so too in the Ber Moshe Chilak Zayin Simin Aleph Seif Sivkatan Aleph, that they both say the following pshat on the Rambam. That the Rambam warns out from Mikra Kodesh to teach us that there is an Isra Asiyas Melacha, the Rambam is warning out the following halacha. From Mikra Kodesh, one sees that there is a chiyuv to treat Chol Moed differently than all other Yimei HaChol. One has to differentiate between Chol Moed and all other Yimei HaChol. And the way one differentiates between Chol Moed and all other Yimei HaChol is by not doing all the melachas that one usually does by Chol. But as long as one differentiated between Chol Moed and Shaar Yimei HaChol by not doing all the melachas that he usually does by Chol, then he is no longer over the Iser D'Eisa Mikra Kodesh. That one is not allowed to do any melacha on Chol Moed is only Midivrei Seferim. Menatira, as long as one differentiated between Chol Moed and Shaar Yimei HaChol, he is no longer being over the Iser D'Oraisa Mikra Kodesh. Because again, Mikra Kodesh teaches us one thing, that there has to be a differentiation between Chol Moed and Yimei HaChol. And similarly, we find in the Radvaz, in his Tshuvas Chiluk Beis Siman Tav Shin Chav Zayin, that he says in Mamalachas Ha'elu Oisa Oisam Tader Vade Asurim She'ikar Hamalachay Shenesru Hu Kidei Shelo Yehei Kiyim Chola Kol Davar. The reason why the Malachas were Nesar is in order to differentiate between Chol Moed and all other days. Now getting back to Ritva, to explain the Ritva, V'chari one can say as follows, that even though the Ritva understands like the Ramban, that melachas are not atzira chamoid, and melachas are not davar aved, or asurim and atzira, but that they are asurim and atzira is only in order to differentiate between chamoid and shaar yimei achol. And therefore, since the iser melacham and atzira is not based on the kedushas hayim of chamoid, the iser melacha is not intrinsic to the day of chamoid, like all other Shabbos and Yontif, that one cannot do melacha is based on the Kedushas Hayim of Shabbos and Yontif, but rather that one cannot do melacha on Chol Moed is only in order to show that one is differentiating between Chol Moed and all other days. For that reason, the Ritva explains that Chol Moed is mechuyev, one is mechuyev to put tefillin on Chol Moed, because again, Chol Moed is not considered an ice. Only Yontif is considered an ice, because the Iser Melacha on Yontif is based on the Kedushas Hayim that Yontif has. The Iser Melacha on Chol Moed has absolutely nothing to do with the Kedushas Hayim of Chol Moed. It is only in order to differentiate between Chol Moed and Shaar Yimei HaChol. And therefore, Chol Moed is not considered a Yontif, and Chol Moed is not considered an ice, and for that reason, what is a Mechuyev to put tefillin on Chol Moed? So again, we have three basic shitas as far as the Ikar of Asiyas Melacha and Chol Moed is concerned. Rabbeinu Tam, the Rosh, and the Bahag understand that the Isser of Asiyas Melacha and Chol Moed is only in Isser Medrabanan. The Droshas that are mentioned in the Gemara and Chagiga are only Asmachtes, but the Ikar of Asiyas Melacha is only Medrabanan. The Rif, the Rashbam, and the Yerim Mishra Beisav understand that the Ikar of Asiyas Melacha, that the one is not allowed to Melacha and Chol Moed, is in Isser Medraisa. Just we say Masna Kasav of Chachamim, that the Torah gave it over to Chachamim to decide with Isser, to decide what is Aser, and to decide what is Matzer. The Ramban and the Ritva, and so too as the Bir Lachas, as we find as the sheet of the Rashba, understand that depends. Some Lachas are Asurim Natir, and some Lachas only Asurim Drabanan. Any Malacha which is Shreel Tzer Chamayid and not Tavar Aved are Asurim Natir, any Malacha which is either a Tzer Chamayid or a Tavar Aved are mutar matera, but in certain circumstances are asam drabanan, either by tercha meruba, even by davar avid, or by maisa umnas, even with tzera chamayid. Now that we've spoken about if the isra of doing melacha on Chol Moed is matera drabanan, let's speak about what is one not allowed to do on Chol Moed. Are all malachas included in the Isser Chomayid, or only certain malachas asurim to do on Chomayid? In the Gemara we find that on a base, the Gemara says the following lashon. Bishon Amayid, I understand that there's a heter dover Abed Amayid, Bishom Tircho, Uvimakim Pseida Sharu Rabbanon. Rashi explains, Bishom Amayid, Mishum Hachi Shari Doi Aser, Bishom Melacha Ella Mishom Tircha. The only Isser. On Chol Amayid, there is no Isser of Asiyas Melacha. The only Isser on Chol Amayid is an Isser of Tircha. And therefore, for that reason, Bishom Pseida Sharabon Rabbanon allowed one to be Tereach in order to save himself from Hefsid. From the Gemara Ochel, one sees that there is no Isser of Asiyas Melacha on Chol Amayid. The only Isser is an Isser of Tircha. And as we find in the Ritva and Afri Gimel and Aleph, the Ritva says as follows, Ki tam iser melacha b'mayid. That the one is not allowed to do melacha n'chol mayid, hu mishum tercha, v'sheloi l'mayid b'simchas haregel. In other words, the iser of doing melacha n'chol mayid is only in order not to diminish from the simcha v'yontif. And therefore, the only melacha that is aser, that there is an iser melacha, is only not to be tereach on Chol Amayid, because being Terech on Chol Amayid will be Memayit Misimchas Yontif. The Ritva goes on to say, Ulefichach Yitiru Chachamim, that is why Chachamim were Mater Davar Ovid. The reason why there is a Heter Davar Ovid is based on the fact, because if Chachamim would not be Mater Davar Ovid, Kadesh Yedoyig Alvidasai Venimna Misimchas Yontif. Otherwise, the fact that he is not saving himself from a loss, that itself will be mamayit misimchas yontif, and therefore it will defeat the whole purpose. The whole Isser Asiyas Melacha was only in order that one should not be mamayit misimchas yontif. And therefore, by not doing Melacha, he'll be mamayit misimchas yontif, because if we worried about his hefsid, that itself is a reason that should be mutter in order not to be mamayit simchas yontif, which is the whole purpose of the Isser Asiyas Melacha. So we find in the Oyraba, in Siman Tov Kof Lamed B'Shem HaMa'ariel, that the Oyraba means down from Ma'ariel, the Lakach Yitiru Dover HaAved, Kadesh Leitztar Al Avidase V'Yivata Melimudai. Because again, since the whole purpose of Isser Asiyas Melacha is as the Yerushalmi says, that people should be Eichem V'Sheisim V'Smeichem Yigeim Batera, if by not saving himself from a Hefsid, he will not be able to be a Gei Batera, it will defeat the purpose of the Isser Asiyas Melacha. And for that reason, there is a Heter of Dover HaOvid. The Yireim, in Siman Shandala, takes this a step further. The Yireim says in the Toei Talmud, from that we see in our Gemara, that our Gemara explains Isser Melacha D'Chomei B'Tercha, Lamanu Dwei Misra Ela Melachas Tereach. The only Melacha that's Aser is only a Melacha that involves Terecha. Hilkach, therefore the Rebbe goes on to say, Hilkach Havoyis a Melacha Muatas Bevesai, any Melacha that does not involve Terecha is Muteres. Because again, the whole Isser is an Isser Tercha, not an Isser Melacha. And therefore it depends if the Melacha involves Tercha or not. And so as we find in the Shabbat HaLeket in Siman Reish Chaf Hei, that the Shabbat HaLeket says that one is allowed to write in Igeres Sholem B'mayid. One is allowed to write a letter B'mayid. The Kivan de Einai Kosev Tzrachav, since he's not writing about his Tzrachim, he is just writing in Igeres Sholem, he's writing a friendly letter. Leika tercha b'ach ksiva v'idamio melacha kwal, hilkach muter do'i have kim kimitayo ba'alma. Because again, the only Isser, Asiyas Melacha, the whole Isser is Nisser tercha. Any melacha that does not involve tercha is muter. And so what we find in the Tumas Hadashin and Simen Kofnun Gimel. That the Yireim, the Shpagalak and Tumas Hadashin understand that the only Isser of Melacha and Chol Amayid is the only Melacha that involves Tercha, according to the Ritva's Pshat, one can understand very simply that since the Isser Asiyas Melacha is an order to bring to Simchas Yontif, or as the Ma'ariel explains, like we said before from the Yerushalmi, that in order that people should be gay and Batera, for that reason, they only answered a Melacha de Isbe Tercha. And for that reason, our Gemara says, since the only Isser is based on Tercha, which as The Ritva and Mariel explain is in order to bring about some chasiyanta v'nigiyas haTorah. Therefore, b'makim seida shor rabbanon, as we said before, b'shem the Ritva and Mariel, because if you want Mulacha to save himself from a hefsed, that itself will be ma'ayt from some chasiyanta v'nigiyas haTorah. But that is good if one understands that the Mulacha of Chol Moed, that the one is not allowed to Mulacha Chol Moed is only b'drabbanon. One can say that the rabbanon answered. For one to Machan Chol Moed is an order, like the Yerushalmi says, in order to bring about Simchas Yontif Negiyas HaTorah. And for that reason, Rabbanon only asked for Melacha Shel Torah, and they were Mater Malkam Seda, like our Gemara says, Shor Rabbanon, Malkam Seda Shor Rabbanon. And so too one can say, if one understands, like the Beseisiv explains, Masra Chasav HaChachamim, one can explain as well, that the Torah gave over to Chachamim the ability to define the Isser of Asiyas Melacha. And therefore, Chachamim can go and say that the Isser Asiyas Melacha is in order to bring about Simchas Yontif Negiyas HaTorah. And for that reason, only Melacha Shel Torah is Aser, no other Melacha is Aser. And so too, we mokum say the Shor Rabbanon, because again, it is Masr Nakasav Chachamim, and Chachamim were Matir b'mokum Seda. But if one understands, like the Ramban, that there is an Isser Asiyas Melacha, any malacha which is not a davar oved and now a tzorah chamoed is also min haTorah, and any malacha that is a tzorah chamoed or davar oved is mutter min haTorah, how does one understand our Gemara? That our Gemara says, "B'shamayim mishum tercha." What does tercha have to do with anything? Chayyah, the iser chamoed is a regular iser asiyas malacha, and also, why is that the iser malacha is mishum tercha? Why is that a reason that there should be a heter of Mishum Pseida? And also, how can the Gemara say Mokum Pseida Shor Rabbanon? The heter of Mokum Pseida has nothing to do with Rabbanon. The heter of Mokum Pseida is based on the fact that Mokum Pseida is Mutter Min HaTorah, because the Torah never answered any Melacha which is being done to save one from a hefsed. It is not a heter to Rabbanon. So why is the Gemara say Mokum Pseida Shor Rabbanon? So, according to Ramban, one has to explain our Gemara as follows. That the Gemara says, Mishum Tercha, Mokum Pseida Shor Rabbanon, the Gemara is not referring to the Iker Iser Daraisa. That the Torah answered Melacha, Shalei B'Mokum Pseida. That is not what our Gemara is referring to. Our Gemara is referring to the Iser Drabbanon, the Rabbanon answered, the Mokum Tercha Meruba. According to Ramban, Rambanan went and said that even b'makom pseida there is an iser of tercha meruba. That iser, the Rabbanan created that one is not allowed to be tereach a tercha meruba b'makom pseida. What Rabbanan went and said was that there is an iser of tercha. Rabbanan created a new iser of tercha, and that new iser of tercha that Rabbanan created, Rabbanan said is mutter b'makom pseida as long as a tercha is not a tercha meruba. That is the Isser and the Heter that our Gemara is referring to. And therefore, according to Ramban, one has no raya from our Gemara that the Isser Melacha on Chol Moed has anything to do with Tircha. The regular Isser Asiyas Melacha is like any Isser Asiyas Melacha, just like there's an Isser Asiyas Melacha on Yontif, there's an Isser Asiyas Melacha on Chol Moed. That our Gemara says Mishum Tircha is referring to the newest Isser Rabbanon, the Rabbanon created even B'Makom Pseida. That Isser is dependent upon Tercha. And so do we find in the Radvaz in Chiluk Beis in Tavshin Chafav that the Radvaz holds that according to the Yushen that understand Melacha is Chol Moed is also Min HaTorah, one is not allowed to do Melacha Shalei LaTorah Chol Moed even if there is no Tercha involved whatsoever. And so do we find in the Pimigadim in Eish Avram Simon Tavkov Mems of Katanhei that the Isser Asiyas Melacha Chol Moed is aser even a malacha that does not involve any tercha, and so too we find in the Sefer Shulchan Atzei Shittim. Now let's start our Mishnah. The Mishnah says Mashkim Beis HaShochan Moed, one is allowed to be Mashke Beis HaShochan Moed based on that if one is not Mashke Beis HaShochan Moed, it will bring about a hefsid. Rashi explains that Mashkin Beis HaShochem Moed is based on the fact that one is allowed to be Mashkin Beis HaShochem Mufi Shehu Loi Hefsid Gadol. Because if you will not be Mashkin Beis HaShochem, it will bring about a big Hefsid. V'dover shel Hefsid Tiru Chachamim V'treyach Be'Bechei Loi Shomoyed. The obvious question is, why did Rashi find it necessary to tell us that the heter of davar ha'avid is only by a hefsed gadol? Where did Rashi see that the heter in our Mishnah is only based on the fact that it is considered hefsed gadol? Maybe davar ha'avid is mutter, even without a hefsed gadol involved. Maybe for any hefsed, even a smaller hefsed, there is a heter of davar ha'avid. And if one looks at the other Rishayim don't mention this Tanai of Hefsed Gadol. So here one can explain Rashi based on that that we find in the Rishonim Rishayim HaRavid. The Ramban and Rosh bring down the following Chiddush Rishayim HaRavid. That we say that there is a Heter Davar Avid does not only mean if one is actually losing money, even if one has an opportunity to be Marviach. The fact that he has the opportunity to be Marviach, if he is not Marviach, that is also considered a Hefsid. That we find in our Mishnah, that there is only a Heter to Mashke Beis HaShochem and not Beis HaBaal, even though if we Mashke the Beis HaBaal, he will be Marviach, like one sees in the Gemara, and still there is an Isser to Mashke Beis HaBaal, is based on that the Ravid explains, that one has to weigh the hefsid relative to the tercha. Depending on how much hefsid he has, that's how much tercha he is allowed to be matriach. And therefore, by Beis HaBaal, that the only hefsid that he has is that he's losing out on the revach that he could possibly have had he been mashke the Beis HaBaal, such a hefsid does not allow for tercha. And for that reason, Rashi found it necessary to tell us that one is allowed to mashkin beis hashochem amayid is only because one has a hefsed gadol. Without a hefsed gadol, there is no heter for the tercha mashkin beis hashochem. Just like one sees that one is not allowed to mashkin beis habal, even though he is losing the revach he could possibly have had. In the Ritva b'shem Rashi, we also see, as we said before, b'shem the Ravid. The Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Moishchen es ha-mayim mi-ilon le-ilon. One is allowed to moishach the mayim from one ilon to another ilon. Tosis explains that the reason why there is a heter to moishchen amas mayim mi-ilon le-ilon is based on the fact that ilon is kebes ha-shochen dami, u-tzrichen le-mayim tfei. Tosis asks that if so, why does it only say moishchen and not mashkin? It should have said mashkin, the one should be allowed to actually go. We mashke an ilon based on the fact that an ilon is like a beis hashochem. The Ritva, on the other hand, brings down from Rashi, the Rashi argues, Pirush Rashi is al demayri beveis haval. Really talking about beis haval, and still, v'afiyuhachi sharinon limshech mi'ilon le'ilon do'i chashiv atercha. It is not considered a tercha. In other words, it's not considered a tercha to moishech the mayim mi'ilon u'ilon. And for that reason, it is mutter, even though it is considered a beis habal, and l'chayr, the pshat is based on that we said before, b'shem the Ravid, that even beis habal is considered a hefsid. The fact that he is not being marviach itself is considered a hefsid. That it is asur in our Mishnah is only based on the fact that one has to weigh the hefsid relative to the tercha. Over here, on the other hand, one is only being meilech the mayim iun u'iun, and there is no tercha involved. Therefore, the hefsid revach of beis habal is enough to matter to meilech the mayim iun u'iun. Tosis, on the other hand, who argues on Rashi, is chiluk on the Ravid as well, and understands that menias harevach, the fact that he is losing out on a possible revach that he could have had, is not considered a hefsid whatsoever. And for that reason, even without any tercha, even if there is no tercha involved whatsoever, still there is an iser to meilech mayim ilon u'ilon, if not for the fact that the ilon is considered beis hashochem. Because again, menias harevach, the fact that he is losing a revach that he could possibly have had, is not considered a hefsid, and therefore, even without considering the fact that there is no tercha, it would be aser. So again, we have a machlokes harishonim, if menias harevach is considered a hefsid or not. The Ravid, and so to one sees in Rashi, understands that it is considered a hefsid. On the other hand, Tosfos and the other Rishonim argue and understand that Menias HaRevach is not considered a hefsid whatsoever. Rashi and Tosfos go a shita sayu in the next Gemara as well. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda holds a mashkim al sada beis hashrochim shecharva. The Gemara goes on to say, yes, al kain, amar Yehuda, yifone adam amas hamayim, v'yashke l'ginase ochavase, a person shenep mefane, in amas hamayim, in order to yimashke l'ginase ochavase. Tosfos explains the yes al kain as follows, that we are referring to a beis hashrochim, that even though Rabbi Yehuda is matir to yimashke beis hashrochim, but that is only to yimashke beis hashrochim. But to go and be mefane in amas hamayim, that is considered too much of a tercha, and therefore, even for Beis HaShochem, one would not be allowed to mefane in Amas HaMayim to mashke Beis HaShochem. The Ritva, B'Shem Rashi, explains our Gemara differently. The Ritva, B'Shem Rashi, explains the Yisrael Kain is referring to Beis HaBaal. And Rashi does not understand mefane, like Tosfos understands mefane, that it means to actually redirect the Amas HaMayim in order to mashke Kinase or Chavase, which Tosfos understands means a Beis HaShochem. Because to actually redirect Amas HaMayim is a Terchem Ruba, like Tosfos explains. Rashi, on the other hand, understands Mefane means to clean out Amas HaMayim, which is considered a Terchazuta. And therefore, Rashi understands that since it is considered a Terchazuta, there would have been a Havamina that one is allowed to Mefane Amas HaMayim even for a Beis HaBaal. Because again, since according to Rashi, Beis HaBaal is considered a hefsid, the fact that he's losing out on the revach of a Beis HaBaal, that itself is considered a hefsid. Therefore, there would have been a tzad to matter a small tercha. Kamash when Rabbi Yehuda Yeser al Kain, that there is an iser of tercha zuta for a Beis HaBaal. Because again, since all it is menias harevach, such a hefsid, if one weighs the hefsed of a Beis HaBaal against even a Terech HaZuta being Mefana Amas HaMayim, we say that one is not allowed to Mefana Amas HaMayim. Tosfos, on the other hand, understands that there is no mokem, there is no room for one to Yematzer any Malach of a Beis HaBaal, even without the Tercha, because again, Beis HaBaal is not considered a hefsed whatsoever. Tosfos explains our Gemara that we are referring to a Beis HaShochem, and even Beis HaShochem is Aser if it involves a Tercha Merubah. Now let's go on to the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara brings down the following machlokes between Rav Yosef and Rabba. Hamenachesh hamashke mayim mizraim b'shabes mishum mayim asrina bei. What hasra do we give to him? Rabba Omar mishum chirish. We tell him that if he'll be menachesh hamashke, he'll be over the isra of being chirish on Shabbos. Rav Yosef mishum zereya. Omar le'abaye, Rabba didoch kasha, Rav Yosef kasha. Abaye is the kasha both to Rabba and to Rav Yosef. Well, the doch kasha mishum chirish and mishum zareya. Why you call him masim mishum chirish, not mishum zareya? Rav Yosef kasha mishum zareya mishum chirish. Why? V'omer Rav Kana zaymer v'tzorach le'etzim chayiv shtayim. Someone zaymer v'tzorach le'etzim, he's only chayiv one. He's chayiv shtayim. Achas mishum neiteya v'achas mishum koitzer. And so to over here, one should be chayiv both mishum chirisha and mishum zareya. That is the Kasha Abaye. And the Gemara does not answer the Kasha. Tosfos explains that the reason why the Gemara does not end off with Kasha, just like any time the Gemara does not answer a Kasha, the Gemara ends off by saying Kasha, is because over here it is only a Milsav Amiroim. The Gemara is asking from a member of Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was an Amira. And therefore it is not a strong enough of a Kasha for the Gemara to have to end off with stating Kasha. The Ritva, on the other hand, explains that our Gemara's Kasha Rav Kahana is based on that the Gemara knows that the Halacha is like Rav Kahana, and no one argues in Rav Kahana. The Ritva ends off, if so, why is it not a Tiyufta from Rav Kahana? The Ritva explains, Umestaber de Lahachila have a Tiyufta, because we find that Rabba in Psachim Amakis holds She'ein Chilak Melachis Beyontif. And so too is the shita of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef also agrees to Rabba, Shein chilak melachas b'yontif, which means if someone does a number of different melachas in yontif, he still only gets one malchus. He doesn't get a malchus for each one of the melachas that he did on yontif. And therefore, if someone is menachesh or mashka on yontif, even though on Shabbos one would be chayiv shtayim, but on yontif there is no room for one to be chayiv shtayim because ein chilak melachis b'yontif. and therefore anyways he only gets one Malkus. The whole machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef and our Gemara is only which one to give him Hasra for. Ezra Tva says, the Leika Lasruyebe Ella Bahud Have Iker Tve Va'ola Malkinan Le. In other words, you have to give him Hasra for the one which is the Iker. And for that one, he'll get his Malkus. And since there is no room for two Malkusin, therefore you have to give him the Hasra and the Iker. For whatever the Iker one is, either the Iker one is Chirish, or the Iker one is Areya, and that is the Machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. But had one done Menachash HaMashkan Shabbos, according to everyone, he will be chayiv two separate chatoyis, just like we see in Rav Kana. By every zayim of tzarach leitzim, they chayiv two different chatoyis, one for netia and one for ktsira. The obvious kasha is, as the Goital asks in Machas Areya, Sivkatan Beis, that if so, according to the Ritva, how does Umar understand the kasha from Kalayim? Rav Yosef asks on Rabbah, it says, HaMenachesh HaMechapa L'Kalayim Loike. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbah, that I understand the Menachesh HaMechapa, the Menachesh is Loike Mishum Chirish, Rimasabay Mishum Chirish, Charisha B'Kalayim Yasir, there is no Isser of Charisha B'Kalayim. If one understands, like the Ritva, that even according to Rabbah, Menachesh has a component of Zriya as well. Just happens to be that on Yontif, you're master by Mishum Iker, you're master by based on the Iker, and the Iker happens to be Chayrish, Mochiran Kalayim, we should say, that there is an Isra of Menachesh B'Kalayim based on the fact that Menachesh involves Zriya. The Goital goes on to answer as follows. The Goital goes on to say, that the Rabbah understands that Menachesh has in it a component of Zriya does not mean that Menachesh is the Av of Zriya. Menachesh is only the Av of Charisha. And for that reason, when you're Masva by Mishum Charisha. That we say that Menachesh has in it a component of Zriya as well means that Menachesh is a Tolda of Zriya. And therefore, as far as Kalayim is concerned, as we see in Tesis and Mechiris Tav Chafayim and Aleph, by Kalayim, there is only an Isser if it is the Av of Zeraya. To do something which is a Tolda of Zeraya is not Aser by Kalayim. And therefore, that was the basis of Kasha and Rabbah, like you, that understands that Menachesh is only a Tolda of Zeraya. What is the Isser of being Menachesh by Kalayim? There is no Isser of Charisha by Kalayim. That is a teres of the Goital to the Ritva to explain how the Ritva understands the basis of Kasha and Rabbah. But as we see in the Ritva Makas Tav Chafal from a base of Chira, one sees that the Ritva understands that according to Rabbah, not only is Menachesh Chirish, the Av of Chirish, Menachesh is the Av of Zeraya as well. So again, one has to understand, according to Ritva, what was the base of Kasha and Rabbah? Even according to Rabbah, Menachesh is the Av of Zeraya, and for that reason, Menachesh is also B'Kalayim based on the fact that Menachesh is the Av of Zeraya. So we find in the Sefer Chelkas Binyamin that explains as follows. As we see in Tosfos, that we say the Menachesh has in it the component of Zeraya is based on the fact, as Tosfos says, that we go after his Machshava. We go after his intention. And since his intention of being Menachesh is in order to be Zeraya, therefore we are Mechayev Menachesh Mishum Zeraya, because the intention of the Menachesh is to bring about a Zeraya. Tesis understands that itself is a machlekes between Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef. Do we look at the actual Maisa, and we say the actual Maisa is a Maisa of Charisha, or do we look at the intention of the Menachesh, and since his intention is to bring about Zriya, therefore we mechayim Mishum Zriya. According to Ritva, even Rabbah is maskim to Rabbi Yosef that we take his intention into account, and since he's intending to be Zeraya, therefore, one can mechayiv Menachesh Mishum Zeraya. The Chelkas Binyamin goes on to say, that is only as far as Shabbos and Yontif is concerned, that by Shabbos and Yontif there is a halacha of Melechus Machsheves, that whatever a person's Machsheva is, goes into his action, and we can define his action based upon his Machsheva. But by Kalayim, that there is no halacha melachas machshavas, the machshava does not play a role. And for that reason, since the machshava does not play a role, therefore, by Kelayim, according to Rabbah, there is no Zriya whatsoever. And that was the basis of Kashan Rabbah. According to you, what is the Isser to Menachash B'Kelayim? Again, there is no Zriya involved, because by Kelayim, the Machshava does not play a role, because there is no Halacha of Melachas Machshavas by Kelayim. Rabbi Yosef, on the other hand, understands that we say, V'Ramas V'Mishim Zareya, is because that you go after Machshavti Lazriya is not based on Melachas Machshavas. But rather we say that since he is Mechashav, since his intention is Lazriya, therefore B'chol HaTorah Kula, this Maisav Menachesh is considered a Maisav Zriya. And for that reason one is Masav by Mishim Zareya, and for that reason there will be an Isser to Menachesh and Kulayim based on the fact that Menachesh is considered a Zriya. Now let's go on. The Gemara's Teretz. Omar Le Rabbi answered the Kasha, the reason why Menachesh is Loike is Mishom Mekayim. As the Gemara says, we find Rabbi Kiva Shita is that there is an Isser to Mekayim Kalayim, and Mekayim Kalayim is Loike based on the Drasha of the Pasuk of Kalayim Sadcha Loi. As far as the Shita of Rabbi Kiva is concerned, we find three Mahalchim Nirishainim. Rashi Be'as explains, Rabbi Kiva holds one is Loike Mekayim B'Kalayim even without doing any Maisa whatsoever. By the fact that he was not Mevatel Kalayim, that itself is enough of a reason that he should be Chayiv Malkus. The obvious kasha is, we know there's a rule called Lav Shein by Maisa and Loike Olav. In order to be Loike on a Lav, one needs to be over the Lav with a Maisa. Without a Maisa, one is not Loike on a Lav. So to explain that the Rashi understands, like Rabbi Kiva, one is Loike, even without doing any Maisa, we find two Mahalchim. The Aruch, which is brought down in Tosfos and Avodah Zarah of Samach Tavarim and Aleph, explains that the Rekiva holds Leiken is based on that the Rekiva holds Lav She'ein by Maisa Leiken Ov. Rekiva holds that one does not need a Maisa to be Leiken on a Lav. Even if one is over a Lav without a Maisa, he is still Leiken. That is how the Aruch explains the Shita of Rekiva, that the Rekiva holds the Mekayim Mekayim Leiken even without a Maisa. The Rashmi Salio, on the other hand, in the Yerushalmi and Kwayim Parakhes Hochalef, explains Rabbi Kiva differently. He explains that the Makayim Akwayim is Loike without a Maisa is based on that there is a Hekesh, that the Torah was Makesh Makayim Kwayim to Zeriah Kwayim. And just like Zeriah Kwayim is Loike, so too Makayim Bekwayim is Loike as well. And Rashi and Avodah Zarah of Samach Tavarim and Aleph, and so too in Tosfos, argue and explain that Rabbi Kiva one is Leike is only if he actually did a Maisa. Like Rashi explains, is only if he was also a Hensyog, the Gedder, the Kalayim, and only if he did a Maisa, to him a Kayim the Kalayim. Only then is he Leike. Without doing a Maisa, one is not Leike. Now, one has to understand, is that we say that according to Bekiva, one is only Leika if he was Mekayim with a Maisa, is that because of the rule of Lav Shem and Maisa Ein Leikin Olav, and therefore one needs a Maisa in order to get Malkus, because otherwise it is like any Lav Shem and Maisa Shein Leikin Olav, is that the Pshat? Or is the Pshat that according to Bekiva, the only Isser is if one actually did a Maisa? Tosfos in Avodah Zarah explains that even like Rabbi Kiva, if one was Mekayim without a Maisa, there is no Avera whatsoever. Only if one actually did a Maisa is there an Avera Mekayim Kalayim, and only then is he Leike. But without a Maisa, there is no Avera whatsoever. And similarly, we find in the Kesem Mishnah that the Kesem Mishnah asks that if Rabbi Kiva is referring to Mekayim Kalayim with a Maisa, who said that there's any Isser without a Maisa? The Sharim Melech, Rabbi Kiveger, and the Menachas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Memheir Matmiya on the Kesem Mishnah, which is a Kasha on Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Samach Daled, the Lechira, the Teretz, the Kesem Mishnah's Kasha is Poshet. From that, Rabbi Kiva the Mekayim Mekayim Leika with a Maisa, from there one sees that there is an Isser of Mekayim Kalayim. That one needs a Maisa is only an order that should not be considered a Lav Shein by Maisa. But as far as the Isser is concerned, there is no difference between if one has a Maisa or if one doesn't have a Maisa. You just need a Maisa in order to be considered a Lav Sheish by Maisa. B'chir to explain, Pshat and Tosfos and Avodah Zarah. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah understands that there is no Isser of Mekayim Kalayim without a Maisa, and the only Isser only begins if he actually did a Maisa is based on that had there been an Isra Mekayim crime without a Maisa, then one would not be Leika even if he actually did a Maisa. Because that we say, the Lav Sheyesh by Maisa Leikin Olav, is only if he's being over the Lav through a Maisa. If his Averas HaLav, if that he's being over the Lav has absolutely nothing to do with a Maisa, that he is doing a Maisa would not be a reason that one should be Leika. And for that reason, Tosfos understands that we keep holds one is Leika with a Maisa is based on the fact that the Isser is the Maisa. The Isser is the Maisa of being Mekayim Kalayim. And for that reason, one is Leika with a Maisa. Because had the Isser been being Mekayim without a Maisa, had the Isser been not having Kalayim in one Sada, then even if one would actually go to a Maisa, one would still not be Chayim Malkus. Because again, the Maisa has absolutely nothing to do with the Lav.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.